Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is Thursday, December 4th, 2025. Some scheduling and meetings got in the way yesterday and decided rather do it a day late than a day early, and we got a lot to talk about. So before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. Friday is Bartender Appreciation Day. Whether you are the bartender in your homestead or can use it as an excuse to go out to your favorite establishment of choice, please celebrate responsibly. This week, we look at some of the most unsurprising news of the year, how AI makes things more efficient for government. We have the initial numbers from deer hunting to see how it stacked up compared to last year, and some more. And we wrap it all up with a quote from POTUS number 39, who seemed to have better foreign policy success after he left office. Place your bets on who it is. And in the meantime, let's jump into some news together. Let's start with a press release that came out at about 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon from an organization called Forward Together Wisconsin that announced its founder and president, Mandela Barnes, was immediately stepping down from his position. And wouldn't you know it, by the next morning, he releases a video announcing that he is running for governor of Wisconsin. For most people, I think it reminded us that there's even an election coming up next year. We're used to way more noise than this, and it might stay that way for a while since the primary won't happen in the spring elections. We have to wait 10 months until next August to whittle the candidates down to one Democrat and one Republican. Hopefully, with so many Democrats in the race, the political donors will all sit on the sidelines and not flood the airwaves with ads. But be ready, once the one person emerges on each side, I would bet the mortgage that it'll release a pent-up tidal wave of campaign dollars on both sides. In other news, from La Crosse County, it's getting some attention for their use of AI to help take non-emergency calls that come into police departments. Fun fact, the county routes all incoming calls to police departments to one central location, whether they are urgent 911 calls or other simple questions. In the past, someone needing an ambulance or an answer on paying a parking ticket would all go to the same dispatchers. And they did have times where non-emergency calls would get put on hold to answer emergency calls. So what they've done is that they've implemented an AI system, and so far over 40,000 non-emergency calls have been taken by the system they installed earlier this year. Once the question is identified, then the call can be transferred to the local station or someone who knows the particular info. And I'm guessing it's more like some of the systems that either some of the big banks or the credit card companies have been using that you might have heard. They make sure to remind everyone that this is not eliminating any dispatcher jobs. It's just keeping the dispatchers available to take important calls that they're uniquely trained for instead of calls about the rules for local firework permits. In other news, the next step in Wisconsin's use of renewable energy has officially happened. The Public Service Commission gave the final approval for the utility companies to buy the 4 renewable power processing facilities. They'll be coming online next year and the year after. They include the Badger Hollow Project, Saratoga, Ursa, and Whitetail Wind. Those sure sound like marketing department inventions if I ever heard them. Anyway, they'll be coming online, like I said, and they'll be providing energy when it is sunny and when it's windy and at peak performance. Altogether, it should power somewhere around 250,000 homes. We Energies will own 80% of the projects, Alliant Energy and Madison Gas and Electric owning 10% each. and each one ranging anywhere from $300 to $400 to $450 million price tags for each. In other news, the DNR announced preliminary deer hunting numbers. License sales were flat this year, down less than 1%, but those hunters brought in 2% fewer bucks, but did get about 1% more does. In my estimation, everything basically shook out about the same. Also in the news, while the DNR is releasing information, Governor Tony Evers is not. The story starts with the Trump administration requesting that states share the information on all the people enrolled in their SNAP programs. In Wisconsin, it's called the Food Share Program. Governor Evers has not released the info, and Attorney Josh Call has joined a multi-state lawsuit of states that are refusing to comply. The lawsuit is to block them having to release the info. Well, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has said that the funding could be halted for the states that don't comply with the request. It's clearly a move to identify the people that don't have the appropriate citizenship or visa status to be enrolled, but who are still getting government benefits. The judge hearing the lawsuit has put a temporary injunction on the funds getting cut off as the lawsuit gets its day in court. Here's a quote from Governor Tony Evers, quote, "That system is analyzed every single year, and we feel confident in it," unquote. Well, it gets analyzed, but what exactly does that mean, and what is their confidence in? It was a sidestep answer as we wait to see how this all shakes out. And finally, I'm deciding to get back to our roots and give a quote about taxes. And it comes from POTUS number 39, Jimmy Carter, who won the Nobel Prize nearly 20 years after he left office. And I'm not sure when this happened, but he cut right to the chase when he said, quote, "The federal income tax system is a disgrace to the human race," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every frost-covered corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.